Well, we've been studying the disciples in Sunday school, and all of the children have assumed one of the disciples' names for our Lenten season. And so last Sunday we talked about Peter, and Katie is Peter, and Katie has had a song for us, and that was really good. And so the kids all had homework to find out about their disciples. And so when we get to Sunday school, they're going to tell us a little more, but I did some homework on them too. And this week I found out that Philip, who is Lauren, Philip likes cookies.
I do too.
Yeah. Philip liked cookies. Actually, I'm not sure that Philip liked cookies, but I know that Philip liked to share. And since I like cookies, I thought I would share cookies today. And so I figured Philip must like cookies too if he liked to share. So I brought cookies. So when we get to Sunday school, I'm going to share cookies with you. Somebody shared these cookies with me, and I thought they were so good. I took them home, and I shared some with Steve, and then I brought some this morning. I did. I shared them with him. And so this morning, I'm going to share some with you guys. And they're you can buy them at the store. They're coconut macaroons, and they're really, really good.
I've tried them, but I've never had them.
Never had them? See? That's why we share, so that you can try something that you've never had.
Yeah,
all cookies are good, really.
And Lorna does.
Yeah, but Philip, he liked to share too, and so our story today has to do with Philip and sharing. And we find the story of Philip sharing in the book of John, chapter 1. And in John chapter 1, it says, Philip went off to look for Nathanael and told him, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael said, "Nazareth, can anything good come from Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Okay, come and see for yourself." And as they approached, Jesus said, "Here comes an honest man, a true son of Israel." And Nathanael asked him, "How do you know about me?" And Jesus replied, "I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you." And Nathanael replied, "Teacher, you are truly the Son of God, the King of Israel." And Jesus asked him, "Do you believe all this just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. The truth is, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down upon the Son of Man." So what Philip really liked to share was the good news of Jesus. Philip went and found his friend, Nathanael, and told him about Jesus. And not only did he tell him, but he took Nathanael to see Jesus so that Jesus could tell Nathanael all about him, and Nathanael would also believe. So just like cookies, where somebody shared one with me, and then I shared, brought them to share with you. When we share the love of Jesus, others believe as well. So not only should we share cookies, but we should share Jesus' love. If you like something a lot, wouldn't you want to share it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like my delivery I just got yesterday.
So if we like Jesus a lot, we should share him with others, shouldn't we? That's about as far as my voice is going to go, so we're going to close with a word of prayer here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the power to share that you give to us. Lord, each one of us loves you and has the power to share everything about you with our friends. Help us to go out into the world and to share your love with others. In Jesus' name, amen.